Welcome to Do It All in the Mall, where you are listening to Let's Do It Radio from the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. If this is your first time listening, welcome. This is your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Valcour Designs, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. All entrepreneurs can be found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, which is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs. You can shop while listening to entertainment, all in the comfort of your home. You can make the difference nationwide. No lines, no pushing, no cashiers, no masks. Take a tour and shop. To call in and join me during this week, the number is 845-241-9985. Do It All in Mall does not own any of the rights to the music or commercials you hear on today's show.
Hapari Gani, Hapari Gani, what's new, what's happening, Kwanzaa is here. Hapari Gani, Hapari Gani, what's new, what's happening, Kwanzaa is here. From festivals of long ago, Hapari Gani comes to celebrate.
You have not asked your children to join you, please gather them up and have them join you for Kwanzaa the next few days. We are going to have a learning experience. If they don't want to gather, turn up the volume so they can hear what is being taught to them while you are browsing doitallinthemall.com. We're going to listen to this clip, What is Kwanzaa? And we're going to check this out for kids cartoon video.
Hey, bro. Where are you going?
Oh, hey, Lee. I'm heading over to the community center to set up for Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa? What is that?
Kwanzaa celebrates African-American community, family, and culture.
Interesting. So, is it a celebration that comes from Africa?
No, bro. Kwanzaa didn't come from any of the countries from the continent of Africa. A lot of people think it is an African Christmas, but it is not. It was introduced to America in 1966 by Dr. Malana Karenga as a way to welcome the first harvest home here in America.
So, when is Kwanzaa celebrated?
It is celebrated every year from December 26th through January 1st.
Kwanzaa's a pretty cool name. I wonder how they came up with it.
The word Kwanzaa is a key Swahili word that means the first, and it represents the first fruit of harvest.
So, how do you celebrate Kwanzaa?
With Kwanzaa, there are seven key principles that are observed during that time. Each day of Kwanzaa, it emphasizes a different principle.
Seven principles, huh? That is cool. What are they?
There is Umoja, meaning unity, Kujicha Guliya, which stands for self-determination, Ujima, which stands for collective work and responsibility, building and maintaining our communities as brothers and sisters, Ujamaa, for building and maintaining the African-American stores and businesses, Nia, which means purpose, Kuumba, meaning creativity, and Imani, meaning faith in our hearts and people.
So at Christmas time, you know it's Christmas trees and stuff like that. Are there any symbols for Kwanzaa?
When decorating for Kwanzaa, the main colors are red, black, and green. Just like there are seven principles, there are seven symbols. There is Kikombe Cha Umoja, meaning the unity cup, a Kanara, meaning the candle holder, which holds seven candles, Mazao, meaning fruits, nuts, and vegetables, reminding those who celebrate of the harvest, Mishuma Saba, meaning the seven candles that represent the seven principles, Mkeka, meaning a mat which is made up of straw or African cloth. There is also the Vavunzi, meaning ear of corn, where one ear of corn is placed on the Mkeka for every child that is at the celebration. There's also Zawadi, meaning gifts that are traditionally given on January 1st.
Man, I would have never known all the cool things and fun facts about Kwanzaa for kids. Thanks for letting me know about this African-American holiday.
And I hope you had fun learning with FRESPERCHI Cartoon.
Today is the third day of Kwanzaa, Ujima, collective work and responsibility. First day was Imoja, which stands for unity. Second day was Kujichagulia, self-determination. What do you know about Kwanzaa? If you've answered nothing, we have been learning over the past couple of days about ourselves. Have you ever celebrated Kwanzaa? maybe not, but you're going to learn today and the next 4 days if you stick with me. For those who have stuck with me, what have you learned? 7 days equate to the seven principles of Kwanzaa. We are going to have our first test with a raise of hands or voices. What is Kwanzaa? You over there. Okay. Kwanzaa is an annual celebration of African American culture that is held from December 26th to January 1st, culminating in a communal feast around Karuma, usually on the sixth day. The name Kwanzaa derives from the Swahili phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, meaning the first fruit. First fruits festivals exist in Southern Africa, celebrated in December and January, with the Southern solstice. And the creator of Kwanzaa was partly inspired by an account he read of the Zulu festival, Umkhonzi Bakumeshamawa. It was decided to spell the holiday's name with an additional A so that it would have the symbolic seven letters. Oh, you asked me, who created Kwanzaa? Dr. Malana Karenga, based on the Africa festival, harvest festival, traditions from the various parts of Africa, including West and Southeast Africa. For Karenga, he was a major figure in the Black Power movement of the 1960s and 70s. The creation of such holidays also underscored the essential premise that you must have a cultural revolution before the violent revolution. The cultural revolution gives identity, purpose, and direction. What religion is Kwanzaa? Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday, but a cultural one with an inherent spiritual quality, Karenga writes. When was it first celebrated? In 1966, during the aftermath of the Watts riot, as a specifically African-American holiday, Karenga said his goal was to give blacks an alternative to the existing holiday of Christmas and give blacks an opportunity to celebrate themselves and their history rather than simply imitate the practice of dominant society. What color is Kwanzaa? The color of Kwanzaa, or should I say the colors of Kwanzaa, are a reflection of the Pan-African movement representing unity for the people of African descent worldwide. Black for the people, red for the noble blood that unites all people of African ancestry, and the green for the rich land of Africa. And you, what are the order of the Kwanzaa candles lit? A Kanara holds seven candles, three red ones on the left, three green ones on the right, with a black candle in the center, which is a unity candle. Each night during Kwanzaa, a candle is lit. The black center candle is lit first, and then it alternates between the red and the green candles, starting with the new ones on the outside, moving inwards. Which candles are we lighting tonight? That's the question you ask. We are lighting the black candle, the red candle, which is the farthest on the left-hand side, and the first green candle, the farthest from the black unity center candle on the right-hand side. Please light those candles during this time. What do the candles represent for Kwanzaa? When observing Kwanzaa, the black candle represents the people themselves. The three red candles for the struggle or bloodshed in the past, and the three green candles represent the earth or the abundance of possibilities the future holds. The three green candles representing Nia, Ujima, and Imani are placed to the right of the emoji candle, while the three red candles representing Kuji, Tagulia, Ujamaa, and Kuumba are placed to the left of it. During Kwanzaa, one candle representing one principle is lit every day. And what do you do on the first day of Kwanzaa? On December 31st, participants celebrate with a banquet of food, karamu, which often entails cuisine from the various African countries. Gifts are also exchanged. On the first day of Kwanzaa, observers of the holiday honor Umoja, which is unity. And what do you say during Kwanzaa? The Zawadi gifts represent the fruits of the labor of the parents and the rewards of the seeds sown by the children. During the celebration of Kwanzaa, it is customary to greet friends and family with the Swahili phrase, Habari Gani, meaning what is the news, to respond the answer with the principle of today. And we will be responding with Ujima.
Kwanzaa is an African-American and Pan-African holiday created in 1966 by Dr. Malana Karanga. The holiday celebrates family, community, and culture, and it's celebrated from December 26th through January 1st. The name Kwanzaa means first fruit in Swahili.
Celebrate our life. Celebrate this song.
never forget the middle passage. Peace and love.
Tonight, we are going to talk about Ujima, collective work and responsibility, to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together. But before I do, I see that we have a caller on the line that has joined me this evening. And the caller, the last four is 3060. If you want to tell us who you are and where you're calling from, and if you've celebrated Kwanzaa before.
No, I haven't celebrated before, but I'm, if this is Nez, I'm your cousin Larry DuPont in New Orleans.
Hey, hey, Larry, how you doing? Thank you so much for joining me this evening.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, thank you. Of course, of course. You know, tell everybody down there in New Orleans, I said hello, and, you know, they can join as well and listen. And as I'm going through our quote-unquote lesson, I'll be checking in on you and, you know, see if you have any questions or if you have anything to chime in on, if that's okay.
That's fine.
All right. Thank you so much. So we are going to continue with our lesson. Thank you so much for joining us, Larry.
Welcome.
The symbol for this evening for Ujima is an Akoma Ntuaso, which is an Andikra symbol of shared effort and obligation. Active and informed togetherness, the third principle of Ujima, collective work and responsibility, which is a commitment to active and informed togetherness on the matters of common interest. It is also recognition and respect for the fact that without collective work and struggle, progress is impossible and liberation unthinkable. Moreover, the principle of Ujima supports fundamental assumption that African is not just an identity, but also a destiny and duty, for example, a responsibility. In other words, our collective identity in the long run is a collective future. So without what we don't have, we won't have a future. Thus, there is a need and obligation for us as self-conscious and committed people to shape our future with our own minds and hands and share its hardships and benefits together. Ujima, as principle and practice, also means that we accept the fact that we are collectively responsible for our failures and setbacks. Not everybody else, but we are responsible collectively, as well as our victories and achievements. We can't achieve anything by ourselves. We need each and every one of us for our achievements and our victories. And this holds true not only on the national level, but also on the level of family and organization, or smaller units. Such a commitment implies and encourages a vigorous capacity for self-criticism and self-correction, which is indispensable to our strength and development as a people. African freedom is indivisible. The principle of collective work and responsibility also points to the fact that African freedom is indivisible. It shelters the assumption that as long as any African anywhere is oppressed, exploited, enslaved, or wounded in any way in her or his humanity, all African people are also. And thus rejects the possibility or desirability of individual freedom in any unfree context. Instead, it poses the need for struggle to create a context in which we all can be free. Moreover, Ujima rejects escapism and abstract humanism and supports the human that begins with commitment to and concern for the humans among whom we live and to whom we owe our existence. for example, our own people. In a word, real humanism begins with accepting one's own humanity in the particular form in which it expresses itself, and then initiating and sustaining exchanges with others in the context of our common humanity. It also posts that the liberation struggle to rescue and reconstruct African history and humanity is a significant contribution to overall struggle for human liberation. Active cooperation. In the context of a humanitarian social order, cooperation is another key aspect of UGMA. It is based on the assumption that what one does to benefit others is at the same time a benefit to him or her. Likewise, one who injures others in the end injures himself or herself. As the Yoruba proverb states, in the Lavedu community in South Africa, children are taught not to be aggressive or competitive, but to be cooperative and share responsibility as a fundamental moral obligation. Even their language reflects this cooperative trust. A child, in asking for something, says, "Give me also," even though he or she is the only one asking, for he or she is recognizing that he or she is not, nor should he or she be, the only one being given something. On the contrary, all things of value are to be shared as a common good. Likewise, to the level of Jews, prayer is never just for oneself, but for all of their health, blessings, and prosperity. In fact, to ask for personal without the same time asking for the collective is both improper and immoral. How many of us only think for ourselves? Raise your hand, and we don't think about others. Okay? So during Kwanzaa, we're trying to be outside of the box of ourselves, but also engaging others. The lesson of Lavedu is that harmonious living, as with the Dinka, is of paramount importance. Thus, being quarrelsome or contentious is one of the worst offenses, and striving for uncoerced or free and willing agreement is the model of behavior. Reconciliation of conflict is patient, never coercive, and is always done keeping the person in mind. The fundamental objective in conflict is not to mechanically apply the rule, but to reconcile the people. For they believe that if people do not agree, there can be no relationship. I wish that was outside of just Kwanzaa. I wish it was for everybody. And if they have to be coerced, there cannot be genuine agreement. In such a context, collective work and responsibility is facilitated and sustained. Now for the challenge of culture and history. I'm going to ask my caller if he has anything to say. Larry? Larry? Oh, he doesn't have anything to say at this moment. Okay.
I'm here.
You have something? Okay. Do you have anything to say about what you've learned so far about collective work and responsibility?
It's beautiful. And I really wish that we as a community, man, could adhere to a lot of these principles, man. We really need that,
right?
Especially today, man.
Right.
Yeah.
We are so far removed from each other, it's not even funny. And that's what I'm thinking. I don't know, that God put this disease in the world, maybe for us to think about others instead of just ourselves. What do you think?
Yeah, we have gotten so distant. Everybody is into their own thing now. Everybody is doing what they want to do, regardless of how it affects other people. They don't even consider it.
Right.
And so, man, that just as just an extra strain on the family bond and all personal relationships, because it's just becoming overbearing.
Right.
It's just overbearing.
Right. And
the situation we find ourselves into. It is very extremely hard.
Mm-hmm. And very strenuous. Right, right. And I think there's so much stress going on that me and myself, if there was less stress in people's lives, a lot of these things wouldn't be. You know, if we can agree to disagree, but don't be coerced into agreeing. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right, correct.
Okay. So you, along with me, believe the same basic core values.
Sure.
Okay. All right. We're going to continue with our quote-unquote lesson, and I will come back to you. The challenge of culture and history. Finally, collective work and responsibility can be seen in terms of the challenge of culture and history. Work, both personal and collective, is truly at the center of history and culture. It is a fundamental activity by which we create ourselves, define and develop ourselves, and confirm ourselves in the process as both persons and a people. And it is the way we create culture and make history. It is for this reason, among others, that the Holocaust of enslavement was so devastating. Not only did it destroy tens of millions of lives, which is morally monstrous in itself, but it also destroyed great cultural achievements, created technological and cultural arrest, and thus eroded the limited human possibility Africa offered in the world. We cut ourselves down because we just killed ourselves. We just upped and killed ourselves. It's like, really? And there are so many people out there who could have been creators, who could have, you know, been scientists, mathematicians, you know, been some great creativity people and creative people. But what do? We were all destroyed. In fact, the effects of this Holocaust are present even today, as I was stating, both in the terms of the problems of the African continent and those of the diaspora. The challenge of history and culture, then, is through collective work and responsibility to restore that which was damaged or destroyed and to raise up and reconstruct that which was in ruins, as the ancient Egyptians taught. It is also to remember we are each cultural representatives of our people and have no right to misrepresent them or willfully do less than is demanded of us by our history and current situation as a community in struggle. We must accept and live the principle of shared or collective work and responsibility in all things good, right, and beneficial to the community. And since we have these seven principles, that is one of them, working collectively and with responsibility. I'm going to bring my cousin back on the line, Larry. There we go. Before I bring on another song. Yep. Thank you so much. So before I bring on another song, so when I spoke about the Holocaust of enslavement, what did that bring to your mind?
Oh, wow. The damage that it did to us as a people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the damage that it did to us as a people. Man, it stripped us of everything that we knew from the motherland. Everything.
Everything.
It just stripped us.
It didn't just say a couple of million people. It said tens of millions of lives. You know, it's like,
exactly.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Can you just imagine where we could have been, how more progressive we could have been with all those lives and all the thoughts that, you know, working collectively could have made a better world, but no. Somebody had to chop us up, chop us off, you know, just get rid of us, you know, which is sad. And we even get rid of our own selves at some point in time, which is another sad thing, you know. It's really sad, really, really sad.
So, it is.
Go ahead. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's really sad. It's pathetic, man. Where we this genocide, man. Oh my goodness. Every day, all, man. I'm tired of it. I am tired of it.
And
I'm just to the point.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, and a lot of this is the same thing that's happening today. We're still cutting ourselves down, you know, trying to get ahead,
right.
But by killing each other off. What good is that going to do?
Yeah,
us working together could have built so much more than us working, you know, independently.
But see, we've adopted a lot of the Western cultures and we're making everything God but God, you know, money,
right,
fame, athletes, rappers, you know, entertainers. And man, and he's just not pleased with it.
No, he's not. You know, talk about a pestilence that comes, disease that comes, you know, fires, wars, rumors of wars. All these things are coming to fruition because we're not looking to, you know, the one who made us, our creator, you know. And
exactly.
The first day of Kwanzaa is unity. Come together as one, you know. Come together as one. Be a unified people, not a divided people.
That's correct.
You know that's what is what's going on in the world today. It's sad, but it's so true. Would you like to say anything else to us, to our listening audience? And this goes out, and people are listening from Russia, China, Africa, Canada. All of the United States, Bali, just so you know, anything that you're being recorded. So anybody who didn't hear you tonight is more than welcome to listen to our episode, you know, after it's played. And so I so appreciate you calling in and speaking with me and helping me through the third night of Kwanzaa of Ujima. And so I'm going to play another Kwanzaa song and then I'll be turning back.
Here's one for the motherland, for the cradle of all civilization, for the sea and the ocean sand, for the God that looks over all of the nations. From the elders we learn so much, for our youth and the future they turn.
please get acquainted with your new best friend. Do it all in the mall.com. You can find all of your favorite stores like Walmart, TJ Maxx, Marshall's, Target, Shoe Dazzle for those women who like shoes, Old Navy, H&M, Tory Burch, Ace Hardware, Lowe's, Home Depot for men. And if you're hungry, Honey Baked Ham, Harry and David, Cherry's Berries. And if you're going to get engaged or want another wedding ring for your beloved, Jared, Vales. And for the kids out there listening, there's toys. And then we have travel, car rental, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So all you have to do is type in the store you want to order from in the search bar on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, which is our secure online website, which is available 24/7. So if you're up in the middle of the night, you don't have nothing to do, you might want to just put on something and listen while you're perusing the website, which is fine with us. The more people, the merrier. And see what comes up. So if you type in TJ Maxx, click in there, you can just go in there. And if you type in something and if it's not there, please let us know, and we'd be glad to add it. Do It All in the Mall does not own any of the rights for music or commercials you hear on today's show. This has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Aku Designs out of Tampa, Florida. And you have been listening to Sunday to Kwanzaa service, where you can find this program on Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, which is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need and find great listening entertainment all in the comfort of wherever you may be. When you shop through the mall, we earn a commission from all qualified purchases, and it goes back to your communities. But in order for us to earn that commission, you have got to shop. The more you shop, the more funds we build up and are able to return to the communities where your money matters. So shop with us until you drop with us, and at the same time, change communities, change our lives, and make our lives matter. You can make that difference nationwide. Take a tour. Shop for all your holiday purchases. Shop for your graduations, your Kwanzaas, your Hanukkahs, your birthdays, you know, your weddings, your baby showers, anything you need to shop for. Get ahead of the crowds and peruse the website. And if you like what we are doing and like what you hear, you can help keep Let's Do It Radio on the air and Do It All in the Mall in business by clicking that donation button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. To call in during the show, Tuesday through Fridays on a normal basis after the holidays, and listening on Sundays, the number is 845-241-9985, and the start times are 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, and 8 a.m. Bali time the next day. So please share this information with all your church members, friends, neighbors, relatives, in-laws, outlaws, siblings, and yes, children, which I hope they were listening today. Share on social media. Spread the word. The bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum. Thank you for listening to Let's Do It Radio through doitallinthemall.com. And if you miss an episode or want to go back and hear an episode, you can do so by going to the homepage of Do It All in the Mall and go to Let's Do It Radio and look at all of the past episodes. We've had Christmas movies, we've had Christmas songs, R&B songs. We've tried to keep you entertained while you're listening and shopping through the mall. So please go through the mall, and, you know, if there's something that we can do to upgrade it, to make it better, please hit us up on the contact us information on the homepage and put in your information and send it to us. And so please join us tomorrow when we continue with Kwanzaa and talk about Ujamaa, cooperative economics. So when we light that fourth candle, which is the second red candle tomorrow, so hopefully you have your Kwanzaa items already set up, as we had talked about previously, the mazao, which is the crops, the makeka, which is the mat, the kanara, which is the candle holder, the kukombi cha umoja, which is the unity cup, the mohindi, which is the corn, and the mashuma saba, seven candles, and zawadi, the gifts. Now, if you have not lit your candles, go ahead and first light the black unity candle. Now light the farthest red candle to the left of the unity candle. And now we get to light the first green candle, which is the farthest green candle on the right side of the unity candle. Lift up your kukombi cha umoja, which is the unity cup, with your vibrations, and raise to the north, then to the south, then to the east, and then to the west for your ancestors. Pass that cup amongst each other, and whatever is not consumed, pour back into the ground so it can come back and rain down on us. Now, let's celebrate. And we get to find out what Habari Gani, what the news is, and which will bring us tomorrow, which I said earlier, Ujamaa, which is cooperative economics. So join in with me, and I'm going to say Habari Gani, which means what's the news. I'm going to say it, and then you respond with Ujamaa. We're going to do that seven times. So first time, Habari Gani. You respond, Ujamaa. Habari Gani. You respond, Ujamaa. Harabani Gani. 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 Ujamaa.
Feel the joy as we sing of the love togetherness can surely bring emotion. Set the table, matter strong, thankful for the first fruits of the year. Stay a light a candle just for you. Come join the party, it's a celebration. Karamu at Kwanzaa time of year. Let it yellow, black, or white, your own, it's alright. It's a celebration that should last throughout the year.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Alright.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Together there is so much we can do.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. Celebration, remembering times of old. Tradition is the food that sisters. Still the children are the future of all our hopes and dreams. Let's teach them well. Let's teach them well. Come join the party. It's a celebration. Karamu at Kwanzaa time of the year. Red and yellow, black or white. Young or old, it's alright. It's a celebration that will last throughout the year. Happy Kwanzaa. Alright. Happy Kwanzaa. Everybody. Happy Kwanzaa. Together there is so much we can do. Happy, 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 happy Kwanzaa. A few of the principles that help us carry on. Happy Kwanzaa. Together. There's so much, so much we can do. Cause it's a celebration.
It usually starts at 8, that's when we get praise to the man upstairs for another blessed day. I give hugs to my moms, my dad, and my sis. You smell that? I run to see what moms cook.
While we drink from the cup of togetherness, it's that part of the year that you don't want to miss. I give a gift from the heart so you know it's true. So recite a principle and tell me what it means to you.
Come on, celebrate and rejoice. Spreading unity in our families and communities. Because our legacy makes us so strong. Yeah, yeah. So let us come together to celebrate this season of Kwanzaa. So far, remembering all of those who came before us on Kwanzaa, from Rosa to Malcolm to Dr. King and Turner, yeah, from Du Bois to Yah. economic opportunity. Yeah, purpose is what we need, and creativity.
Thank you for joining Let's Do It Radio on the third night of Kwanzaa. Ujima! Please join us tomorrow, same time, 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. Have a good evening. Habari Gani. Ujima!